Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos on the Call Demasi Sports Report. It's all live right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, now over in Hilton Head at 92.7, and on your computer, streaming live at ESPN.com, and also on your smartphone. Just go to the ESPN mobile app, the new mobile app, and go to Savannah Hilton Head. We're right there, and also on TuneIn Radio at Savannah WSEG. Well, Makos, you're out of breath here, running your little laps around the mall. Glad to see you. Glad you're back.
Yeah, running laps.
And we're back in the studio. Nice, not little confines. We don't have to worry about power. We don't have to worry about what's going to go wrong. But once again, and we got to give a big shout-out to the man's back in the booth behind us, Coney Quinn. If you listen at 7 o'clock, you can listen to Coastal Adventure. He is a new co-host with Dave Marcy.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's
And they were talking about turkeys, me, you know what I mean?
Turkey. Well, you know, I like turkey. So that means I like you, Carl. Yeah, last week was a lot of fun doing St. Patrick's Day down at the Green Fire Pizza.
A lot of fun.
And I have a new favorite pizza place, so win-win.
Yeah, well, we got a little pow a little earlier, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, I got there at 7 o'clock, and there was nobody there. And by 9 o'clock, right before the show, just swarms, and I mean swarms of green outfits, green people, green eggs, green beer, you name it, green dogs. And we had Pee-wee. I said it right. Pee-wee the pig.
Yes, Pee-wee the pig was
and
there.
And he was a hit.
He was a ham. He was a real ham, so to speak. Pun intended. Yeah, he had a good time. He made some new friends, took some pictures with people, took some video.
And what's amazing, you know, I'm going to paint the picture for you. You hear about the fundraiser, Kiss a Pig? Well, all you have to do is put your cheek within minute inches or centimeters of whatever you want to call it in dimensions next to the Pee-wee's nose, and this pig's going to kiss you all day long.
Yeah, he likes to give piggy kisses. My ex-husband taught him that, give piggy kisses. And he does it. And, of course, he'll do anything for a treat, anything. But he's got his little red wagon, and he just hangs out.
Little green hat, little green bandana.
Yeah, he had a good time with it, for sure. He definitely likes being downtown. He definitely likes the people. He had some pink lipstick kisses on his snout and stuff like that, and he was a big hit. Yeah.
Oh, don't start. People hate that tradition. We won't go on with that. We won't start with the pink lipstick and the red lipstick. But anyway, we're glad you listened to us, whether it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes. We're always having a lot of fun, and the man that just her chauffeur just showed up with the coffee to give her a little more energy, even though she sprinted down the corridor here in the mall, and that's, of course, Markel Blunt. We'll get Markel later on. But once again, we got a great lineup. We're going to start off with all the news and notes in Savannah, Georgia, quickly. And we're going to have a great guest coming up in the second segment of the first hour. The first game, we played two games, 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. Tim Eiley, the senior director of tournament business and sponsor relations for the PGA Tour. He's the executive director of the Savannah Golf Championship, the web.com, starting next week right here in Savannah, Georgia. I'm excited about it. You know him from your past being a WTOC sports reporter.
Yeah, when you told me that Eiley was going to be on, I was like, okay, wait, that name's really familiar. And then I was like, oh, my gosh, Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf. That was probably – I mean, okay, so I've been to the Masters, and I've been to the Verizon – it's not Verizon Heritage, RBC Heritage.
RBC right? Heritage now.
I covered it when it was the Verizon Heritage, and I love, love, love the Heritage.
Little plaid?
Yes, the plaid. Get your plaid on. But the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf, because those are a lot of the golfers that I grew up watching, that my father, you know
– Chichi Rodriguez.
Yeah, I mean, it was so good.
And Tom Watson.
And I got to interview him. I was so excited. And I don't get starstruck.
I got to hold the mic for the big guy.
Yeah.
The big guy was interviewing one time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, it definitely is a lot of fun. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Okay, so Tim Eiley, he did the Legends of Golf, brought it here. A huge boost for our economy.
Yes.
And really – I don't want to say because I don't know the history of golf here in Savannah, but I thought it was so cool to have a professional golf tournament here in Savannah when I moved
it's
out
back.
Here, and now it's back. And who's behind it? Tim Eiley.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we'll get into the third quarter, and it's going to be Fitness with Makos. And I haven't asked this yet, but the guest this week is the men's or boys' gymnastics coach from the YMCA, Islands YMCA, and that's Adrian Sims. So tell me a little about this.
Okay, so this is a tough interview because I've been trying to get Adrian on for weeks, maybe months.
Right.
And him and I have been going back and forth and back and forth. And I've wanted to bring on a male because I've done most females for Fitness First. And him and I were talking, and I'm like, gosh, this is such a great story because he is not a gymnast.
Right.
He is had never, never,
player.
Yeah, never got on the pommel horse, never got on the bars or, you know, the floor,
the rings.
Yet he is an extremely successful gymnastics coach, and I wanted to talk to him to find out what he's done, you know, mentally and physically to become such a successful successful gymnastics coach for the boys over the Islands YMCA. And he, I finally got him on the phone because he travels on the weekends for competitions and stuff like that. Their travel schedule is quite intense, so I finally got him on the phone and did a quick phone interview with him. And it's a great story. Great story. I'm
Listen,
excited.
That's going to happen roughly about 9:30, 9:33, and then we'll close out the first hour with turn two. The Coach and Makos will take two trending topics, one national, one local, and we'll break it down for you how we feel about it. Then in game number two, once again, we'll start all over, introduce what's going on, local news and all that stuff. And then the second segment of the first hour, you got to listen. We have another baseball phenom here in Savannah, Georgia. He's only a freshman. Last year, we had Kyle Hilton over at Savannah Christian, while this young man, Carter Holton from Benedictine, is having an unbelievable season, and he's only a freshman. He's already pitched a perfect game. He hit a bomb last night to help BC beat Bryan County last night. So our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week will be Benedictine, yes. Freshman pitcher, outfielder, hitter, you want to name him, Carter Holton. Only a freshman, Melissa.
You
perfect
know,
game already in his career.
And I have to, and I have,
and it was six innings. It wasn't a five inning one or a three inning one where the team beats the other team 15-0. We got the mercy rule.
And the reason why I hesitated with that was when you said only a freshman. It's because, when I was a freshman and I made varsity and I was, you know, successful. That's everyone kept saying only a freshman, only a freshman. And a lot of people were like, oh, she has time. She has time to be successful. And so why is she starting? And there was a lot of haters out there.
Oh, there's haters.
And I can't imagine that he's dealing with that right now. But it is very tough to be a freshman and having success, mm-hmm. and dealing with that success, because there's a lot of people out there, especially older classmates, and maybe people that are like, oh, his time will come. No, his time is right now. There's no timeline for when your time will come. So I'm excited to talk to him and to see how that success has impacted him.
Well,
so
I had Kyle Hilton on last year. The kid's unbelievable. Hasn't lost a high school game over there at Savannah Christian. So
that's amazing.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Then we're going to get into the other side of a sport that everybody thinks it's just the guy's sport, and that's shooting a rifle. While in Georgia High School State Association, it's been going on, I think, since 1972. We have what we call air rifle, okay? And these young ladies from St. Vincent's have been leaving their mark. They've beaten a certain team in this town that's all males for the last 12 years. They're going to the sectionals. I thought it was going to be this Saturday, but they moved it to the next Saturday because of scheduling over there at St. Vincent's. But we're going to talk to the St. Vincent's Academy Air Rifle Coach, Gary Ogden. Got to be excited about that one. Ladies can shoot guns.
I'm excited because when you think of an air rifle team or even a rifle team, you think, you know, artillery, you think guns. But I am sure that they work out as hard as any other team. And I'm interested to talk to him about that. I want to see what their workout routine is. Because
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Even holding guns is heavy.
Okay,
a good workout.
He's going to let us know. Gary's a regular on the show. Each year I bring him on because each year St. Vincent's Academy's Lady Air Rifle team is very successful. Okay, off the top, here we go with news. March Madness. Oh. Just want to say that I'm number three in the ESPN Coastal March Madness. I couldn't find your name. Where are you? You're just going to let it go?
I think I got kicked out. I'm pretty sure I got kicked out. I think the Blunt and I got kicked out because, you know, I had Kentucky, I had Xavier.
Well, I'm not going to win it because my team went out to Michigan State. But I've had a lot of the upset wins, and it was great to see last night the regulars winning. Villanova, who else was big last night? Villanova, Kansas.
Yeah.
Florida State went down. I hate to see that, too. That was another Cinderella story. But just March Madness is March sadness for some people, but it's March March Madness for other people. So we'll talk about that later on. In Savannah today, we have the Georgia Athletic Directors Association Conference. That's all the Georgia athletic directors from all the high schools here in Savannah, Georgia. It's over to DeSoto. Check it out. They got a lot of things going on. If you want to head over to DeSoto tomorrow at about 6 p.m., you can listen to the executive director, the new executive director. Let me get his name here. I had it off the top of my tongue, and let's go. 6 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. What did I do? Okay, Dr. Robin Hines. He's the new executive director of the Georgia High School State Association. He'll be giving a keynote speak from 6 o'clock to 6:65. Get over there. Good friend of mine was a Savannah himself for many years, Joe Sanfilippo at Jenkins High School. Now he's an AD up in Atlanta. He's the executive director of the Georgia Athletic Director Association. He's putting that on. Books and Balls right here in Savannah. It's going on right now at the Vaden Conference Center across from St. Joseph Hospital. But if you want to get to if you still want to do that, you could do that today. just get over to Hinesville. Okay, Vaden of Hinesville is holding the seminar this afternoon, and you'll get the SAT prep course.
Yeah, I love this concept and this idea, because as a student athlete, you need a certain SAT score or an ACT score to be eligible. And so to take an SAT or an ACT course, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when I was in high school, and that was however many years ago, 2 years ago? Just kidding, like 25 years
ago? Many moons ago?
Many moons ago. It was expensive. It was like $200 a course. This is free. Come on, take advantage of it. Get out there, go get some SAT prep, and you know, improve your scores.
And that's from 12 to 2, not 1 to 3. It's 12 to 2 at Vaden Nissan Hinesville, 1009 East Oglethorpe Highway. Get right out there. Right now, we have it at the Vaden Sports.
Vaden.
Vaden. Okay, slow down, Coach. Here we go. I'm starting to get going. The game started. I'm getting hyped. I'm into the mode here. Vaden Sports Center right there. 12-20 Abercorn Street. That's 12020 Abercorn Street. That started at 9 o'clock every month, roughly about the last Saturday of every month before the SAT is giving. So we're going to have one in April, and we'll have one in May before the June SAT. So, hey, it's free. Get out there and get it. All right, I'm running out of here. Pro baseball starts Thursday. We'll get to that. Don't start going off on that, because we are your flagship station for the Hawks, the Falcons, the Braves, and Georgia Bulldogs. But I got to say, read this out quick. Brian Harmon knocks off Rory McIlroy 5-3 at the WGC Dell Technics match play, which is in Texas today. He beat him 5-3. Brian Harmon, you covered him.
Savannah
knocks
Christian
off Rory McIlroy, who wins a big competition last week, and he comes back. I mean, Brian was in the hunt, had a couple of bad holes last week, but local kid making good.
Well, what's cool is that Rory McIlroy is a name in golf.
Right.
You know, and we're going to talk about the web.com golf classic or golf tournament that's coming here next week. But Rory McIlroy is one of those, you know,
young guns.
Yeah, young guns. And you know, the Rat Pack, so
right,
to speak. Rory McIlroy. And
I don't think people know who we're in a Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack. Yeah, yeah.
You give me your age there.
Give me my age away. But yeah, he's one of the young guns.
They did it his way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, that's awesome. That's an impressive feat.
Yeah.
Can we please get him on our show?
Who, Brian?
Yes.
And you know what? He covered the one of my first magazines when I did the Prep Sports Board. He was on the cover. Of course, I spelled his name wrong. You can see the typo, Harmen, where it's Harman. So I've tried and I tried and tried. He's a busy guy, kids. I mean, he's all over the place. We can keep on trying.
All right, let's do it.
So local kid done good. And this is, you know, this is what Rory said about Mr. Harmon. Obviously, I tried to play as good as I could, and to the end, a lot of pride helped me keep going. I left myself behind the eight ball after losing. But Brian Harmon played great today. He made a few birdies and didn't really make any mistakes. That's pretty special coming from one of the top golfers in the world.
Yeah.
But don't forget, Brian Harmon's ranked like 18th in the world.
I know. And that's the thing, too, is that's what's pretty cool is that, you know, we're so used to, again, these young guns, but somebody always pops on the scene. And perhaps this year Brian Harmon's on the scene, but now this could possibly be that turning point for him where he's one of the new young guns.
All right, so we got to get out of here. We'll recap everything later on in the show. You will get more news and notes to you, but we've run out of time because I know Tim Eiley's waiting on the line for us. That's right. We're going to talk the web.com Savannah Championship Golf Tournament coming up next weekend at the Deer Creek Course in the Landings with Tim Eiley, the executive director of PGA. Sponsorship, promotions, you name it, he does it. So he's up next. You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
The Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Coach of Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report and on your favorite radio station, ESPN Radio, Savannah.
Hilton Head. You're right.
AM 1400.
Getting choked up.
104.3 FM and 92.7 on Hilton Head Island. I'm the coach and I'm with
the Makos.
And, you know, something's exciting is going to happen here this week, coming up this week, and that's professional golf back in the 912, in the SAV, in the Seaport, whatever you want to call it. And we have the web.com Savannah Championship Golf Tournament coming on. It'll be at the Deer Creek Golf Course at the Landings, and it's pretty special. And this man's been around because Melissa Makos used to be a WTOC sports reporter, and she interviewed this young man.
Yes, young man, absolutely. I love it, Carl. Tim Eiley, the Senior Director of Tournament Business and Sponsor Relations of the PGA Tour, Executive Director of the Savannah Golf Championship. Markel and I were driving down Truman Parkway, and we even saw the signs, golf tournament exit, Savannah Golf Tournament exit here, and I'm so excited. I'm excited to have this young man on the phone as well.
And what's even more exciting is he's not new. Because he used to run the Legends of
the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf over at the Westin Savannah Harbor.
That's, you got it right.
I did? Okay.
You got it right.
Great.
So joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline is the Senior Director of the Tournament and Business Sponsor Relationships, and he's the Executive Director of the Web.com Savannah Golf Championships, Tim Eiley. Tim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Well, I don't know if you remember this young lady, but she interviewed many years ago, and that's Melissa Makos. Good morning, Melissa. Talk to Tim.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Hey, they're doing great. Thank you. Just getting ready to have a professional golf tournament here next week.
Tim, are you still living in Savannah, or have you moved on?
No, I'm in Jacksonville at core headquarters, and I've been commuting up here since about July.
Okay, yeah, because you were living on Wilmington Island for a little while there in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Yes. Awesome. Well, this is really, really exciting that professional golf is just a few days away, but next weekend. How big is that for our city to have pro golf back in Savannah, especially for our economy? Because I know how much the Legends did for the city of Savannah in and of itself. How big is this to have it back here in Savannah?
Oh, it's wonderful to be back in Savannah. I mean, we had an 11-year run with the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf, and, you know, we had so much great support from the Savannah community and basically the region, really. And so when it left after 2013, we knew we needed to get a professional golf tournament back here. But we had to have the right fit. You know, it had to be the right fit, the right timing. And we definitely have the right fit with the Landings Club, the Deer Creek course, which is one of the premier golf courses in all of Savannah. And we have a great partner in the Landings Club. So everything worked out great, and it, you know, it took about 4 years, but we're so happy to be back.
So what went into the decision to bring this back? I mean, you know, it went away. Liberty Mutual was sponsoring the Legends of Golf here. I thought it was one of the greatest events on the Pro Tour. What was the decision finally to bring it back to Savannah, Georgia, just because of the people, the atmosphere?
I think it's just, you know, like I said before, the support that the Savannah community and surrounding area gave us on the Champions Tour event. We knew that this community could definitely support professional golf, and we've been trying, like I said, to get back here. Just took a little longer than we anticipated, but we are here, and, you know, an event like this, you know, brings an economic impact of, you know, $3 to $4 million a year.
Wow.
Pocket changing.
Global footprint. So, you know, we have players from 20 different countries that are going to be competing here. So it really is it's a global event. So I can say that the eyes of the world will be on Savannah the 29th of this month through April 1st.
It's a great lead up to what the eyes in the world is going to be on in Augusta the following week. But go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, you know, Deer Creek, I've never played there. I've played at most of the courses in Savannah and a couple courses over at Hilton Head. What does it take to get a course ready to be pro-ready, so to speak?
I tell you what, well, you know, we announced that we were coming back on March 22nd, and I've been telling people since then that we could have had the event any week from that point to this point. They keep it up really, really well as far as the conditioning of the golf course. It's absolutely gorgeous right now. We have a tour agronomist that got in early this week, and he's gone around with the superintendent. And, you know, basically now at this point, it was just a little bit of fine-tuning. There wasn't anything to change. We didn't move anything. We kind of left everything the way it was, and it's going to be a terrific challenge for our players.
I mean, you know, you're on the outside looking in. You're probably an avid golfer. Well, I'm a hacker. I'm not a golfer. But, I mean, you're still involved in professional golf. What does it mean to be still involved in this game that a lot of people love, and I bet you love it a lot, too?
You know, I've been playing this game since I was 7 years old. It's just something that, you know, I did a lot with my dad, which gives, you know, special memories and things. And when I played a couple of years professionally on the mini tours back in the mid 80s, and then when I decided that there were a lot of guys a lot better than me, I I knew I wanted to stay in golf. So I was fortunate enough to to get into golf back in 1989, and I've been in ever since. And it's been a great living and just a great way to to stay in touch with the game that I love so much.
Tim, Savannah is considered a small market for golf. What are some of the challenges you guys face when it comes to putting a tournament together here in Savannah?
You know, this is, you know, one of the things that intrigued us about the Landings Club is, you know, they are about 85% of the volunteers over at the Legends of Golf.
Okay,
so we knew we had kind of a built-in volunteer force. So that helps a lot because, you know, we have 520 volunteers that are going to help us this week. Put this event on. We certainly could not do it without the volunteers. And then we have a golf course that sets up very well to operate an event. You know, you need a lot of room to be able to operate a professional golf tournament. We've got that here, and the staff here at the Landings Club has been fantastic to work with. They're just, you know, every day it's like, what else can we do for you? So, you know, coming back here, you know, we knew we had some things in place already to put on a professional golf tournament. And I tell you what, it's exceeded all of our expectations at this point.
And you're listening to Coach Makos on the Carl Tomasi Sportsport right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton. We're talking to Tim Eiley, the executive director of the Savannah Golf Championship, the web.com Savannah Golf Championship that's happening next week. So, I mean, you had experience putting on the Legends of Golf, and you told me March 22nd. So your experience made this a little easier putting this together so quickly.
Well, you know what? We've got a great staff. I've got an operations director, a sales director. We've got a couple other folks that are up here that have been helping me since we made the announcement back in May. And it's all come together. But again, it can't come together unless we have a community that's behind it and supporting it. And we've got the corporate community is behind us and purchasing, you know, sponsorships and advertising, things like that. And then of course you've got to have a good partner like the Landings Club to help with all the operational things that happen, and of course the volunteers. So soup to nuts, it's been a great experience so far, and it's definitely teamwork.
All right, so Tim, you said it's a great experience so far for you and the staff and everything. I want to go. If I want to go, where can I get tickets? How do I get involved? How can I go check it out? Because I know there's a lot of our listeners out there that are like, oh, I want to go.
Absolutely. We want everybody to come out and watch. You know, there's going to be 156 the best players in the world are going to be playing here. I mean, these are all PGA Tour guys. You might not know their names right now, but you're certainly going to know them in the future. And so we wanted to make it easy for everybody to come out. So parking is going to be at the Bethesda Academy. And you jump on an old Savannah Tour trolley, and they'll take you right to the front gate. To purchase tickets right now, you just go to our website, which is SavannahGolfChampionship.com. You can purchase your tickets there, and we have some charity partners. So before you check out to buy your tickets, you click on your favorite charity that's listed, and that all that money goes to that charity. And then you can also purchase tickets at the gate Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that it goes to charity.
Well, Tim, I mean, just a great event. I'm glad professional golf is back here, and I guess you got a man that knows what he's doing. It makes it a lot easier for everybody, eh?
It's going to be a lot of fun. And like, you know, I think we've counted 47 PGA Tour players in our field, including South Carolinian Mark Anderson, and guys like Stuart Appleby and Ken Duke and Dickie Pride, Jason Gould.
Nice.
So we've got some PGA Tour players, and then we've got some guys that you're going to hear about in the future, like a Lee McCoy and a Maverick McNealy and a Sam Burns. So there's going to be something for everybody out here the 29th through April 1st.
Tim, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Look forward to meeting you next weekend. And once again, let's play 9 out there. Oh, sorry, 18,
that
isn't it?
Great. All right, thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Eiley, the executive director of the web.com tour, Savannah Golf Championship, coming next weekend. Pretty special. I got goosebumps just thinking about we finally have professional golf back here.
And you don't have to be a golf fan to enjoy this. Because
no.
It's a full-on experience. There's always other things to do. There's kids events. There's adult events. There's competitions. There's contests. And I just remember going to the Legends of Golf, and I actually showed Markella a story the other day where I did a video in the blimp. I did a story on the blimp. And so there's just so much to see and so much to do at these tournaments. And plus, you're outside, and you got the smell of the grass. And it's just, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm going to see if The big guy over here wants to go with me next weekend.
Next week? Not the big guy, her big guy. I'm just a sidekick on Saturday mornings. But anyway, once again, the Savannah Golf Championship Web.com Tour coming next week to the Landings. That's right. Next week we'll start the 26th and goes all the way to April 1st. Is it next Sunday?
Yes, he said the 29th to the 1st.
29th to the 1st. There'll be some activity starting tomorrow, Monday, though. So
absolutely.
Get involved. Go to the Savannah GolfChampionship.com website, and you can find out what's going on. Remember, you can walk up, buy tickets. You can buy tickets before, get on a trolley from Bethesda and drive over to the Landings. So once again, we're all excited about it. Well, we went a little over on this Vitamin M.
Totally worth it, Vitamin K.
Always a lot of fun. You're listening to the Coach N.
Makos.
Right here on
ESPN Savannah.
Back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
With Melissa Makos.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm the coach, and I'm here live with
the Makos.
The Makos, and we appreciate however long you're listening, whether it's one segment, 2 segments, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it may be. We appreciate you listening to us on whatever you may be doing today. The sun is shining bright, Melissa.
That's right. It's shining through the windows here at the ESPN Studios, ESPN Coastal Studios in the Savannah Mall. Come get your walk on. Come get your mall walking on. I already got my mall running on because I was running late to the show, of course, because, you know, that's what I do.
So anyway,
get my heart rate up before the show.
This is where we go fitness first, or fitness with the Makos, because she is a fitness fanatic, teaches spin class, part of CrossFit. Our guest last week, unbelievable.
Oh my goodness, Laura Thompson. Okay, so I was looking at the
27th.
She's 13th right now in her age group, which is what she's trying to qualify for, 40 to 44.
You're not supposed to give ladies' ages out.
We don't care, especially when it comes to CrossFit. Okay. If we can, you know, and she's right now, she's 213th in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
In the world.
So that's pretty impressive. I mean, it's super impressive, but she is 13th in her age group in the Northeast region. So they have regions, and I think the top 200 in the region or top 100 in the region qualify. I kind of forget, but she is right there. And so she did not log her workout yet for 18.5. This is the last one, but she said she did well. She's going to redo it. I lied. She is 104th worldwide right now without logging, without putting in her score for 18.5, and that's in her age group.
And 18.5, that's the last week.
This is the last week. So
the 18 means 2018, because I looked it up, and 0.5 means the last week.
The fifth workout, yeah. So there's five workouts, and so right now she has not logged her last workout, so she's gonna do it again and see if she can improve her score.
Well, I know you had a different angle this week because you got the YMCA gymnastics, the YMCA Islands gymnastics boys coach. He's assistant coach of the Islands gymnastic team out there, Adrian Sims.
Yeah, Adrian's a really cool dude. He's an athlete. He is a motivational coach. And I don't know if you know Carol Tanrath over at the Islands YMCA, and she's got such a tremendous program over there. And she asked Adrian to help her coach, and he's like, no. But you're gonna hear his story. He's a pretty impressive coach. Never participated or competed in gymnastics, and his success has really spoken for itself. So right now we've got Adrian Sims on the phone with us,
joining us on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles Mobile Hotline.
All right, Adrian. First of all, tell me a little bit about your background in gymnastics and how you got started coaching over at the Islands YMCA.
Well, I never grew up doing gymnastics. I never grew up watching it. I always played basketball. The older I got, I started coaching soccer and basketball at the Y when I was 16. And then after a while at the Y down here, because I was born and raised in Atlanta, but after being down here for a couple of years, the gymnastics director at the Islands YMCA, Carol Tanrath, asked me if I would like to coach gymnastics. And I was like, I have never done the sport. I don't know anything about it. So originally I told her no. And then a couple months later, I was like, you know what? I'll do it. And she said, great. She said, we'll teach you the gymnastics part. We need the coach part of you. A couple months later, I became the assistant gymnastics director and the head men's team coach. And been doing that for the past 4.5, close to 5 years.
That's pretty cool that you've never been a gymnast. You've never done any competitions or anything, even growing up, like never, like, dip your toe in the water with it?
No, I never did anything with it until the first day I stepped in the gym and they're like, hey, we want you to start learning this.
Talk about the success that you've had as a coach with these boys. I mean, just looking at the medals and the championships and the pictures and everything, you got a pretty good team there, coach.
When I started, we had four boys on the team. One of them left the team before the season started, so I had three starting off the season. And I later on added two more. They were, the three that I had were level five. The other two were moving into level four. That team, most of those guys are not on the team anymore. They left for different reasons. But now we're up to 10 kids competing, 12 kids on team. I have a level 10 training, a level 8, and a bunch of level 5, 6s, and 4s.
Can you explain the different levels for someone like that may not understand like me?
I gotcha. So we have what's called compulsory levels and optional levels. Compulsory levels are the levels that do a written out routine that's dictated to them. Those are level 4, 5, 6, and 7. Optional level gymnasts are levels 8 through 10. They do skills that are their strengths, that are accommodate their strengths on each event. Men have 6 events as opposed to women. Women have vault, bars, beam, floor. Men have floor, pommel, horse, rings, vault, parallel bars, and high bar.
Let's talk about how you get these athletes in shape for what they're doing in gymnastics. What do you do with them to make sure that they're at their top performance?
The gymnast season, we always make a joke, there is no off season for gymnasts. We go from January to December, one and one, very few to little breaks in between. It's always either strengthening or competing. So for the men's side, we compete between December and May, depending on how high your levels are and when nationals are, when regionals are, things like that. And then for the rest of the summer, the fall, we are training. We're getting strength. We're making sure that we're eating right. And constantly, my lowest levels work out 3 days a week. For about 3 hours each day, so 9 hours total. While my optional levels, they're working out 5 days a week, and they're working 3 days, so it's 3 hours each day, so it's 15 hours. They're definitely putting a lot of work in the gym, and they're just trying to get stronger, trying not to, you know, hit the plateau that everybody hits. It's a lot of different exercises that we have to do. We also have to make it fun for them so that they don't get bored.
Adrian, how much does it help that you're an athlete? You know, although you didn't participate in gymnastics, how much does that translate to what you're trying to instill in these athletes that you coach?
That's a good question. I grew up, of course, like I said, I played basketball, and it's a very team-oriented sport versus what gymnastics is, according to some people. Gymnastics is also a team sport, but it has individual accomplishments as well. I like to bring my loud, energetic nature to the sport. I want to make sure that the kids know that I'm there for them. I support them 100%. And when they do well, I want to let them know. And if they don't do well, I want to be there for them and be on their side. I just love sports in general. So anything that I can be a part of and be aggressive with and be competitive in, that's what I want to be.
Are you happy that you made the decision to tell Carol, yes, that I'll do it?
Oh, definitely. I have never traveled this much in my life. We've done competitions in Wichita, Kansas for Y Nationals. We've went to Long Beach, California. We're going to Toledo, Ohio this year. So I've been all around different places in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina for regionals and state meets, and it's just been a good time. A lot of traveling, and it can be exhausting on the body being in the car so long, but it's so much fun. It's so rewarding.
Talk about your boys. You know, some of them have had some pretty big accomplishments in their short careers thus far.
We have never won a team award. In gymnastics, you are allotted, you get your top three scores count towards a team score. And we have never, in the whole time that the boys program has existed, which was started in 2012, 2011, I wasn't there then, but we did not have a team award ever. Last year, we got our very first team award at the Gasparilla Classic down in St. Petersburg, Florida. I was on cloud nine. And we've upped the ante this year. We've gotten three team awards this year. It's been phenomenal. This past weekend, we had our state meet up in Cobb County, Atlanta, Georgia, and the boys just rocked it. We had nine boys compete. One of my 10 kids were injured. So nine boys that competed. Out of those nine, we had eight qualify for regionals and are going to Chattanooga, Tennessee in the end of April to compete for regionals. It's been a phenomenal year, growing process for all of them. Everybody had their best meet. They have just been on top of their game. They knew that I was going to be hard on them these past couple weeks going into state meet because, you know, it's a different level, and these guys have all expressed that they wanted to compete at regionals. And if they want to reach that goal, I wanted to make sure that I helped them and pushed them to reach that goal.
Usually in my Fitness First segment, you know, we're talking, I've talked to Jody, I've talked to some CrossFit athletes, but you're like that different type of athlete where you still have to make sure that you are on top of your game as well. So what do you do to prepare for some of these meets and some of these competitions and the travel schedule?
It's hard with the traveling as a coach, and for the parents a lot of times, but these people, everybody makes it work because it's the betterment for the kids, and we want to see these kids grow and have a good future.
I feel like you guys don't get enough attention when it comes to just local sports because, you know, you're not necessarily, it's not necessarily something you're going to see like Friday Night Lights, so to speak, for football. So does anybody feel like some type of way about not necessarily getting the attention or getting the recognition, or are you guys okay with that?
We thrive off of the lack of attention. With our name being YMCA, this might not be something that is popular, but a lot of gyms just see us as a YMCA. It's a rec gymnastics, and we're not, you know, trying to really be competitive. And that's not what we are. We want to compete. Our level nine female gymnast just qualified at her state meet last weekend for regionals, which will be in Palmetto, Florida this year, at the second weekend of April. We want everybody to know that we are here to compete and compete with the best. We don't want to be known as just another rec gymnastics YMCA club. And that's not who we are. We have a couple of gyms around the area.
World Class Industrial Services, the Southeast premier provider of environmental solutions. We're talking about EnviroVet, the Clean Company, Hydroblasting, Vacuum, Fluid Treatment, Land and Water-based Emergency Response, Outage and Turnaround Services, Digital Inspection, Pneumatic and Hydro Excavation, Nuclear, and more. EnviroVac is the customer solution-based company providing industrial services with superior customer satisfaction. Big or small, they do it all. EnviroVac, the Clean Company. Call 1-800.
Coming up, we have our compulsory level girls state meet coming up, and of course the regionals for the boys and the optional girls. But the other big thing that we always pride ourselves on is YMCA Nationals, which is coming up at the end of June. It's going to be in Toledo, Ohio. We are excited about it. Last year, we were privileged to host this meet. It was a great time. We were at the Trade Center. Throughout the weekend, we did our opening ceremonies at the Civic Center, and we just had a good time. We had over 2,000 athletes, 5,000 families come down to our city and just enjoy Savannah for a week, and we had a great time. Our boys did great. Our girls did great, and it's just a fun experience. It's like the Olympics for the YMCA, different gymnastics clubs. So it's a good time, and we're excited to go to Ohio where their theme is shattering expectations, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to drive up. It's a 12-hour drive, but we're excited about it because our kids get to come go and show it off to the nation.
That's awesome. I'm so impressed and so proud of you guys, and I'm really impressed with you, Adrian, because, like I said, going from, you know, basketball and soccer and you know, these other sports to gymnastics without having that playing experience. I absolutely love it to have your story out there for our listeners and our viewers on our website. Come back on the show anytime you want and let us know how you guys do in Ohio.
I definitely will. Anytime. Thanks, right, Melissa.
Unbelievable story. Unbelievable story. I mean, here you go. You take a guy that's into basketball. He's never been a gymnast before. But, you know, that's how it usually works, because I'll be honest with you. I never got a chance to play basketball in high school. Tim Jordan never got a chance to play, you know, wasn't a college basketball player. He was a college football player. So
right. People
adapt to what they got to coach, and he's doing a great job.
You know, my father was a basketball, football, and baseball coach in high school and throughout his coaching career and teacher as an educator. But his most successful sports, the ones he coached, golf and track.
The ones that he didn't play.
The ones he didn't play.
So, great story. We got to get out of here so we have some time to end the first hour. You'll listen to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Now, back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm here with Melissa Makos. It's the Coach of Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, heard every Saturday morning right here in good old Savannah, Georgia. Well, dear, we only have 2 minutes to go. We never give us enough time to turn two. But I'm going to say it quick. I love March Madness.
I do, too. It makes me mad.
We can't go over what's going on, but all the Cinderella stories, especially the one coming out of Chicago.
Yeah, Loyola, Chicago. That's
with
cool.
Sister Jean, 98 years old. I mean, that lady's got her faculties.
I know, right?
And people are hating on her.
Why?
You listen to Sports Talk Radio, which I know you don't do much because you're exercising, working out, teaching, everything else. Oh, the story isn't about her. It's about the basketball team. You know what? Mm. She's part of the story. I know she wasn't
sure
here. You know, Loyola Chicago played here in the Savannah Sports Council.
Yeah.
And she wasn't here with them, so people are making a big stink about that, too. So, but anyway, everybody's a hater. You know, social media is unbelievable. People with their comments on the radio saying that the story is about the kids. You know what? It's the whole story and just a great story. And they'll take on who today? Kansas State?
I'm looking at the brackets right now. What are we in the Sweet 16, Elite
yes.
8?
Elite 8 now. They should be taking on Kansas State.
Okay, that sounds good.
It should be today. I don't know what time, but what do you think?
I want to go with Loyola.
You're going with
I'm going to stay with it.
The Giesendorfs, they've been relating them to Harry Potter because of their colors of maroon and gold. You know that.
Yeah, well, I mean.
They got magic. They got magic going on strong for them, but I'm pretty impressed with them. And once again, let's see.
I'm looking at it.
Go down a little. Come back up. We're looking at the master plan here. Right there.
Okay.
6:09 tonight, Kansas State against the Loyola of Chicago. Pretty impressive, and you got to be rooting for them. Well, we got about 50 seconds for the first hour. We're going to go into hour number two, game number two. We'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's only a freshman. He's already pitched a perfect game for the cadets, and that's Carter Halton. And then we'll talk a little bit about girls shooting rifles with the St. Vincent's Air Rifle Coach, Gary Ogden. So you all ready for that?
I'm ready. I'm excited.
And we will have a special guest in the second half talking about March Madness, and we'll get to him, and that's, of course, Markel Blunt. He's in town for the week, and we had him on last time. He was going to give us his little opinion about what's going on March Madness. Once again, it's the Coach of Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, all on ESPN Radio, Savannah, Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this break.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, to game number two. That's right. We play two games here every Saturday morning. It's the Coach and Makos on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, live from the ESPN studio in the Savannah Mall. It's starting to pick up, starting to perk, not like last week when we were out doing the live remote at St. Patty's Day, but people are starting to shop, people starting to move, and right now Melissa's sitting nice and tight, but her friend who's in town with us, Markel Blunt's kind of a little sore there, buddy. What did you do to the guy?
We're both really sore.
Spinning, CrossFit. The man doesn't get. He comes down here, wants a little relaxing. He gets out of the cold weather, and you're working him, to the bone.
Well, let me tell you something. So I had an entire week off, over actually 8 days, because I got
you
really
were sick.
I
yes,
was
that's
sick.
Why and you so, 2 weeks ago you missed.
Yeah, and so I went and did the CrossFit workout 18.4. And I did that a week ago Sunday, and I'm still sore from that. So I'm still trying to recover too, but I was out from spin class. I was out from CrossFit. I was out from everything. And so Markel likes spin class, right? You like it? Yeah. Well, he has to say yes. but yeah, so so this week I did my regular spin classes, and then he came into town, came with me Friday morning. And then we did 18.5, which was the seven minute workout. And like I said, 7 minutes doesn't sound like much, but after 1 minute, I was already sucking wind. And if you go to the CrossFit Games, games.crossfit.com, and you watch some of these amazing, tremendous athletes,
it's
the fittest
intense.
In the world, and the looks on their faces when they're done with this workout, I mean,
it's intense.
It's intense. It really is.
All right, and then this is the second hour from 10 to 11. We got a great lineup. We're going to talk about local news, local scores, whatever going on here in Savannah, Georgia. Then we're going to get into our second quarter. About 10:17, we'll have our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's only a freshman, has thrown a perfect game, top hitter on his baseball team, and he's, only freshman, and that's from Benedictine Baseball, Benedictine Military Academy, Carter Holton. Can't wait to talk to this young man. Pretty special.
Yeah, first of all, if you are not, I mean, most people that listen to us, they're sports-minded. But a perfect game is one of the hardest things to do.
Six innings, no less. It wasn't one of those three-inning blowouts.
Right. And, I mean, that means no hits, no errors, no runs. I mean, perfect.
Let me spin your head, okay? Not spin the bike, but spin your head.
Yeah.
He faced 18 batters in six innings. Struck out 17 of them.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay. Yeah,
and you know what the last out was? Somebody trying to bunt to get on base.
Oh, I hate that. Is that?
I knew I'd get her.
That's, you know, as a pitcher, as a former pitcher, that is an unwritten rule in baseball and softball. Softball, maybe not so much in softball, because people, like, that's how they bunt. They bunt. It's more common in softball. But in baseball, you don't do that.
Wow,
that
somebody tried it and they got him out.
They didn't deserve it. That's an unwritten rule. And especially if you're losing, especially if you have that respect, that mutual respect for that pitcher, that you don't try to do that. And that just burns
me. Well, we got to talk to the coach. I don't think the kid knew that. I think we had to talk to the coach about that one. But we'll get that later on.
Okay.
Then in the third quarter, we'll talk to the St. Vincent's Academy Air Rifle coach, Gary Ogden. They're going again to the States in the Air Rifle Tournament next weekend. I thought the sectionals were going to be this weekend, but it got changed. They got moved to next Saturday at St. Vincent, so you can go watch that. North Paulding County, they'll be taking on. It's pretty unbelievable. You got to get over there and watch these girls work hard. Once again, it's Air Rifle. They beat three or four all-male teams. They beat BC again for, I think, the 12th straight time. He'll probably correct me, but I'm pretty sure it's 12 straight times they beat BC, so it's pretty special, and then we'll close out the show. All right, let's go to our news and notes, which we didn't get to the last hour. Once again, we are your flagship station for Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Falcons football, Atlanta Braves baseball, baby. Thursday, opening day, 4:10 up in Central Park. They take on Philadelphia.
I'm so excited because we're on spring break next week, Carl. And so we can sit down and watch it. And there's something special about opening day baseball. And then one of my favorite days, although I am not a Red Sox fan. Sorry, Markel. I love Patriots Day.
Oh, Patriots Day special, especially baseball and the marathon, everything going all together up there in Boston.
When is that, Markel?
It's probably April 15th, April 7th, somewhere in the first 2 weeks of April it happens.
I may have to go. I hope Dr. Levesque's not listening, because I might call out sick that day and head up to Boston, because Patriots Day is one of my favorite days. You got the marathon going on, and then the baseball first pitch is at like 11 a.m., something like that.
It starts early, okay? So the Hawks, once again, they're tied for last place, but they won a couple of games last week, which was good. In baseball, like I told you, opening day starts Thursday against the Phillies up there at SunTrust Park, 4:10. Braves took on Detroit yesterday in spring training game, lost 11. They take on my favorite team. I'm dressed out in my Braves shirt here because it's opening day, but they take on the Yankees today at 1:05. So I'm excited about that.
Me too.
So we'll see what happens. Then local colleges, Savannah State baseball is at North Carolina Central, 1:00 today. Softball's at Bethune-Cookman. Track is at South Carolina, and Savannah State has one of the best track teams around.
Yeah.
So they're up South Carolina. We'll talk about the results next week. Then we got to go cross town, talk about Savannah College of Art and Design. the bowling teams, the men and women's bowling team, yes, not football, basketball, baseball, but the bowling team is at the NAIA National Championships. We'll give you results next week on that, or just check our Facebook pages, Melissa Mako, so the Carl Tomasi Sports Report. Women's golf team, number one in NAIA for the fourth consecutive week. Lacrosse, men's team is five. Ladies team is number one. They beat a team last night, the women's lacrosse team, 27-12. It was against Cumberland's University. Cumberland's was the second-ranked team.
Wow.
27-12. Number one is 15 goals better than number two.
Well, you know who played lacrosse, right?
Markell.
Yeah, All-American right here.
The fastest game on two feet, and I've said it before, and I'm proud of it because I've seen videotape of the greatest lacrosse player ever. We say he's the football greatest player ever, but Jim Brown out of Manhasset High School went to Syracuse, and that man could handle a stick.
I am familiar.
Just like he could carry the pigskin, he could handle a stick.
Familiar with Jim Brown, that's for sure. Wow.
And a local news, Brian Harmon.
Yes.
Go ahead, you can take this away.
Okay, so Brian Harmon is pretty cool. You know, we know
he's ranked 18th in the world.
Yes, he's an amazing golfer. May not get the recognition of some of these others.
Because he hasn't won a big one yet.
Right. But he's right there. He's right on
there?
The cusp. And this might be his weekend. Knocked off Rory McIlroy. You may be familiar with Rory McIlroy. He's one of the young guns.
He just won the Valspar last weekend.
I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy. And you just got a tweet about where Brian Harmon's at today.
Just
three under?
Got a birdie on the fifth hole.
Yeah, so
sixth hole.
Yeah, so he knocked off Rory McIlroy 5-3 at the WGC Dell Technologies match play in Austin, Texas. And, you know, I mean, he's really on point right now, Carl. And, I mean, to knock off Rory McIlroy, Rory talked about it. He said he did the best he could. You know, Brian got Rory at Rory's best. So, you know, I always say, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
So,
I know it's cliche, but.
And our old guy, I hope he's not listening, but PGA Champions Tour, Gene Sowers from Savannah, Georgia. He had off last week. This week, he's playing out in Biloxi, Mississippi. He's tied for 10th at 2-under. Come on, you can help me. You're the English teacher. How do we pronounce that?
What? Oh, the Rapiskin. Rapiskin?
Rapiskin Systems Classic.
Sure, Rapiskin. That's phonetics.
At the Fallen Oak Golf Course in Biloxi, Mississippi. So he's tied for 12th at 2-under. Then we look it over. Okay, like we've been saying all morning long, we have professional golf back here in Savannah, Georgia. The web.com tour at the Deer Creek Golf Course in the Landings, the Savannah Golf Championship. We had Tim Eiley in the first hour. We got to thank him, the executive director, who ran the Legends Golf Tournament beforehand. So we got people knowing what they're doing. It's going to be pretty exciting next week.
Yeah, Tim Eiley not only ran it, Carl, he smoked it. I mean, absolutely killed it over there, right over the bridge at the Westin Savannah Harbor.
Hilton Harbor, whatever you want to call it.
I mean, they 2003 to 2013, when I first moved out here, I covered the Legends, and it was legendary. A tournament
of
amazing. And so I'm really excited about the Savannah Golf Championship.
And the web.com tour is like the minor leagues of golf. So we'll see some of the future stars of PGA Tour golf. Mark Anderson out of South Carolina, he's one of the big ones coming in here next week. So once again, we're excited about that. That'll be from March 26th to April 1st. Starts Monday with all that little pre-hype. The tournament will start on the 29th. It's at the Landings Club, the Deer Creek Golf Course in Savannah, Georgia. Get out there. Tickets, we'll have it posted on our Facebook pages. We'll send out Twitters about it. You can go watch it. It's a lot of fun. All right, high school. We'll do this quick. Baseball rankings. Class A private. Savannah Christian's number 3. Calvary's number 8. In double A, BC is number 6. Benedictine is number 6. In class 6A, Richmond Hill is number 6.
No, that says Benedictine's number 3.
Number 3. What did I say they were?
You said 6. Richmond Hill 6.
Okay.
I'm wondering if our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week has something to do with that ranking.
Oh, just a little.
So
once again, I'm going quick here, so tell me, slow down here, Vitamin M. So in soccer, on the boys' side, Windsor Forest last week was 6, Savannah Arts Academy was 4, while Windsor Forest beat Savannah Arts Academy 1-0, so they just flipped spots. Forest now 4th, Savannah Arts is number 6, BC is number 2 in double A, and in single A, Country Day is number 6. Go ahead, take the ladies.
Yeah, on the girls' side, you got in triple A, you've got Savannah Arts number 4, St. Vincent's is number 1. You know, I got the goalie for St. Vincent's. She's in my, takes my spin class. And Country Day is number 5, and Calvary's number 8. Usual suspects right there in the top 10. Love it.
All right, we're right on time here. The last thing we got to tell you, Georgia High School State Association Air Rifle Championships is going on. In case you missed it, St. Vincent's Rifle shoots 3rd in the GHSA team rifle area with Brunswick, Statesboro, Southeast Bullock, Benedictine. while the Saints rifle team will host North Paulding next Saturday, March 31st, at St. Vincent's Gym. Start time is 9:30 a.m., and the winner will advance to the Georgia High School State semifinals match. So come out and support the Lady Saints who like to shoot their rifles. And Benedictine did qualify, top six teams. They'll be shooting next Saturday at Paulding County. So two local teams in the GHSA State Air Rifle Championships.
Absolutely love it. And I'm scrolling through some of these CrossFit pictures. I mean, to see after 18.5, maybe we should get some of these athletes into CrossFit.
We'll see. Well, next up, favorite part of the show, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Benedictine. This young man's only freshman pitched a perfect game back in February against Statesboro. Six innings, 17 strikeouts out of 18 batters he faced. And he's also very hot at the dish, at the plate. So we're going to be talking to Carter Holton right here on the Coach of Makos on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
To Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And today's show, the Coach and Makos, is right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hildhead. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. And, you know, something special for this young man. I mean, he's only a freshman, but back in February, he pitched a perfect game. He faced Statesboro High School, and he threw six innings. He faced 18 batters, struck out 17 of them. The last one that happened to get out, I was somewhere in there, someone tried to bunt on him, and they got him out of first base. But unbelievable performance. I mean, up until last night, his pitching stats are, you know, off the chart. I think he's pitched 67 innings or 61 innings, and he struck out 67 batters. He's 4-1 on the mound, but your ERA is down. I know your whip is less than a 1, which is pretty impressive. That's walks versus hits and runners on base, but just simply unbelievable. As Coach Farmer said, he knew he had an excellent player, but he didn't know it would happen this quick. And last night, big win over Bryan County. He pitched on Thursday night, big win. I think he struck out 13 and 5 and 2/3 inning, and they had him on a pitch count, which is pretty impressive because not most coaches will have kids on pitch counts, which helps out big time. But unbelievable season so far, and that's why he's this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Benedictine, freshman baseball player Carter Holton. Carter, congratulations. Great job. Pretty special moment there. So pretty special moment, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Okay. So, I mean, baseball, been in your life, your whole life. When did you actually start playing baseball?
I started actually playing at T-ball when I was 4 years old.
Dad and mom said, go out there and play?
Yes, sir. My older brother played, so they wanted to try me out at it and so, just took it further.
I mean, let's relive. I know it's not on my question list. Let's relive what happened when you pitched that perfect game against Statesboro. Did you know that you had struck that many guys out, nobody was hitting the ball against you?
I really just went inning by inning, just realizing after the game, I realized that I did it.
A true baseball player after my own heart. Take it inning by inning, out by out, not the whole picture. And the bunt, when did that happen? Someone tried the bunt to get on a base on you?
In the fifth inning, actually three batters tried to bunt.
All three of them tried the bunt?
And one of them got it down, yes, sir.
And who fielded it, you?
The first baseman.
First baseman.
That tagged him.
All right, well, you're only a freshman. I mean, you've been playing for 10 years now. What do you like so much about baseball?
It's just a slow game, and especially being on the mound, you can control the game as you want.
Coming into the season, do you have any goals just to make the team, be part of the team? Do you have any personal goals going into the season?
Personal goals, I would like to keep my ERA below 1 and hit above 400.
Well, you're doing that right now.
Yes, sir.
Last night you had another special night. 1-for-3, 2-run home run over the fence, right?
Yes, sir.
Over the fence against against Bryan County, who's supposed to be one of the better teams. So as far as what is it about the game of baseball? You said it was slow, but you're in command of the game. Is there any one aspect, do you like being the pitcher or do you like being the hitter? Because I mean, you're batting over 400 also.
I like both actually, but pitching, I can control the game more because if I'm hitting, then their pitcher can control the game against me.
All right, Carter, I got a question for you. So you said you were working out this morning, and I think a lot of people don't realize how much goes into being successful. And I don't think a lot of people realize that on a Saturday morning, you're in the gym, you're doing what you need to do. What is your off-the-field workout regimen like that gets you so successful?
Well, definitely off the field is just as important. On the field, you have to put in the work to produce on the field. So putting in just as much work off the field definitely goes into playing well.
What kind of workouts do you do? What do you do to keep that arm strong and keep that
strength? Pitcher workouts. We get the video from Georgia Baseball. They use their pitchers, and we use the same workout that their pitchers do.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Future goals, you want to go to college and play baseball?
Definitely college and hopefully the next level if it works out.
When you were pitching your perfect game, I'm a former pitcher, so I totally get that mindset. When you were in that moment, did you realize that you were throwing a no-no?
I did. When you get back to the dugout, everybody just doesn't talk to you. And after the game, they all talk to you.
Now, you had mentioned off-air that you started playing T-ball when you were four. From that time to now, and you're still young, have you ever thrown a perfect game or been close?
I have, actually, in travel ball and 13 and under, but it was only 5 innings, so I stretched it out a little bit.
Only 5 innings. I mean, what's that, 15 batters? I mean, still, that's pretty impressive. Do you feel pressure now that, you've had some recognition, you're getting that target on your back, people now know who Carter Holton is? Do you feel any of that pressure, any of that extra attention?
I feel a little bit of pressure, but it definitely helps out to play travel ball in front of a bunch of scouts, because when you get to high school, it's a lot more relaxed and a little bit easier.
And I love, love, love Coach Farmer. I've known him since I moved to Savannah back in 2007. How influential and how important has he been for your growth in this sport?
He's definitely been influential, because he pushes you when you're in the weight room. He doesn't just let you do it on your own. He makes sure that you're doing everything right. Keeps you going.
This is my last question before I send it back to Carl. You notice I don't read the questions because I get so excited. I get so fired up, like I said, because I was a pitcher. Academics. Benedictine is known as an academic school. Like I said, you're here on a Saturday talking to us. You were already working out. How do you balance the two, the academics with the athletics and the other time commitments that you put in to the weight room, and you're probably watching film and maybe just studying baseball? How do you manage the two, balancing it?
I definitely just try to get my studying in when I get home and try to do all the baseball stuff when I'm at the baseball field and the weight room. But I'm important on academics. That's one of the main reasons I chose Benedictine.
And you're listening to The Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah. Hilton Head, we're at the Weathersen Chiropractic Clinic Athlete Week. We're talking to Benedictine freshman pitcher, and hitter, because he does both very well. That's Carter Holton. Like I said, back in February, he pitched a perfect game against Statesboro, striking out 17 out of 18 batters. Batting-wise, from what Coach Carter has sent me, he has a batting average of .426 going into last night. So last night they had a big game. They beat Bryan County. All right, let's talk about something. Any other sport that you're involved in?
I played basketball a couple years.
You don't want
kind of as a workout.
As a workout? You don't do it anymore, eh?
Not really.
Pitching that perfect game in high school, like you just said, you did it in travel ball, only 5 innings this year was 6. What was it like after you realized that and your friends started coming around? I know the TV station was there. What was that experience like?
It's very good. I mean, like being a freshman, doing it now, I might not ever get to do it again, so it's great to do it as a freshman.
Well, you still got 3 more years, and Benedictine's got a pretty good baseball program, and you talked about Coach. What about the other coaches? Any pitching coach? I know there's a pitching coach over there. How has he helped you?
He's
Coach Holland, right?
Doing a few drills in the bullpen, doing a lot of drills in the bullpen. It's helped me out a little bit.
So, and, Coach Carter has a good past history of a couple good pitchers that have come through Calvary and Benedictine, so they were doing there. What should someone, if someone was to take the mound, okay, getting on a pitch mound, and trying to find the confidence like you got, what do they need to do?
I mean, definitely pregame is very important. They need to gain their confidence pregame going into the game. Make sure their pitches are working in the bullpen. And, I mean, if all their pitches aren't working, then don't throw the pitches. You're going to bring your confidence down.
Coach Even Farmer.
I said Coach Farmer. That's Carter.
Yeah, you said Coach Carter.
Did I say Coach Carter?
You sure did.
Okay, well, Coach Carter, Coach Farmer, come on, babe. You got to know what I'm talking about, babe. You know what I mean? That's Coach Carter, okay. But anyway, Coach Farmer and Coach Kevin Farmer, if you listen to me, you've known me for a long time. I meant Coach Farmer, not Coach Carter. I got too many Carters and Farmers here, you know what I mean? So. Yes, we got calls and calls. Carter's father's name is Carl, so they're just throwing me off a loop here. You thought you could have a hard time? I'm getting the ribbon right now. So, but anyway, so as far as baseball goes, like you said, you're only freshman. How far do you want baseball to take you?
I want to take it all the way as far as I can, but, I mean, I want to go to college and get education and play baseball. So and if it doesn't work out, I still have
on the mound, you're a lefty or righty?
Lefty.
So lefty. Has anybody clocked you?
I've gotten up to 87.
Nice. And only a freshman. Yeah, I mean, you throw 87, you throw 90, and you're a lefty. They're going to come looking, I'll tell you right now. So just let's go into the future now. College-wise, have you been thinking about any colleges?
I've been looking at a few, but Not really.
Nobody coming around yet? Nobody said anything to you?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yes, sir.
Vanderbilt.
That's where I want to go. Yes, sir.
Have they said anything to you?
No, sir.
No, sir. Any what college?
It's NCAA.
Regulation. He can talk about it as long as the college coach doesn't talk about it. He can talk about anywhere he wants to go. You don't want to be a Bulldog?
I've talked to them.
Mom's in the background saying Clemson. Did she just say Clemson?
I've talked to them.
Yeah, he unofficial visits. Okay, so all right. So what's been your favorite moment right now at Benedictine as a student first?
As a student, making the high honor roll on semester one. We're not all the way done with semester two yet.
And when I talk to the seniors, they talk about the brotherhood. You're only a freshman. Have you already started feeling that brotherhood that goes on over there at Met Benedictine?
For sure.
For sure?
On and off the field.
All right. So now let's talk about your baseball team. What's been your favorite moment as a baseball player on that baseball team?
Definitely pitching the perfect game. Definitely just because everybody was behind me.
So, I mean, you've done a great job. And you're only a freshman. And people are going to say, well, Coach, you're bringing him on too early. Hey, I had Kyle Hilton on last year, he was only a freshman at Savannah Christian, coached by Coach Carter, so I got to get him straight, but, you know, Carl Carter, right, another Carl, here we go, but you've done a great job, and I don't know if you know Dr. Bart Weatherington, you probably know Jay Weatherington, right, that's his dad, he's been my sponsor for this segment for the 7 years I've been on radio, so that's why you are this, not because he's sponsored, because what you did, you are this week's Weatherington Chiropractic Athlete of the Week for March 24th, Carter Holton from Benedictine Military School, keep up the great work, and like I said, you're only freshman, things are going to get better, and you got a good guy over there in Coach Farmer. Let's thank Coach Weatherington because he is a travel baseball coach. But Bart Weatherington, the chiropractor, I'm just tongue-tied, okay? Okay, yeah, I'm going to throw things, okay? Your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. You just want to pick something up and throw it across the room if you can. At the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic, you get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthy life. The Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic is located in two locations, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 329 Eisenhower Drive right here in Savannah, Georgia, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays in Pula, Georgia, at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Weatherington for all your chiropractic needs. Well, you think you were going to mess up, Carter? I just messed up. But it's a lot of fun. It's radio. Great job. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. And the playoffs coming up, and they're going to be depending on that, that left arm there.
Sir.
Next up, we're going to talk a little bit about St. Vincent's Athletics. That's right. St. Vincent's Academy has an air rifle team that is one of the best in the state. We're going to talk to the head coach, Gary Ogden, right after this break. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on the Call of the Master Sports Report, all on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
Now back to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio with Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on the Call of the Master Sports Report, all on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. All right, I got to slow down here, Melissa. You're supposed to be slowing me down.
I know,
you're supposed to be the journalistic person on this show, the TV experience. I just get lost in the whole thing.
No, I got super excited. Oh, I got super excited with him because we're talking baseball. Yeah, I got all tongue-tied, too, because it's so exciting, you know, to throw a perfect game and to see you reap the rewards of
He's
it.
He's a lefty. Carter Holton was our last guest on the Call the Master Sports Report. I mean, the coach in Makos on the Call the Master Sports Report. But he's a lefty. He throws 87 as a lefty as a freshman. And you know what that means in baseball and in softball? When you have a kid that's from the left side, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that southpaw action. He's definitely going to be highly recruited, highly sought after. And also, throwing 87, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, you got to hit that 90 mark. Oh, he will. He's still young and he's still growing. And once you get them in the weight room and once you get, you know, I know he's doing some workouts for baseball, but once you get into that next level, and you know, you've seen it with Dom, you've seen it with Russell. Once you get into that next level, it's game on. And you, especially with the strength training.
And I know this segment's going to, you know, be an exciting one for you also because it's about the female athletes and female athletes shooting air rifles, which, you know, not many people follow this in the city of Savannah, but this team is a perennial state playoff team. They're over at St. Vincent's Academy. They've been led by this guy for a number of years. He'll give us how many years when I get him right on the line, but you got to be really impressed that St. Vincent's Academy air rifle team is back in the Georgia High School State Air Rifle Championships. Joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the head coach himself, the sharpshooter, Gary Ogden. Gary, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Carl, for having me. We appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure. And you know me, I'm going to give whoever plays any sport a chance to talk about what they do and how they do it, and especially their coaches. So, I mean, Savannah, St. Vincent's again finishes third in the area, in the air rifle area. And, you know, what was your outlook going in with this team? Because I know you graduated some girls, and it's got to be a pretty special to make it there again.
Well, we had three seniors graduate last year, and you never know when you have some turnover exactly what's going to happen. We were very fortunate in that the kids stepped up, and we've had a really positive year. I wasn't exactly expecting not to do well. We've always had a lot of talent, and frankly, where it comes from, I don't know. It walks through the door, and all of a sudden, we've got some really, really good kids. Part of it is they come in with a positive attitude, and you just kind of expect them to do well because they want to do well, and they expect to do well.
Well, I mean, Gary, year in and year out, this team is very successful. How did you get involved in this, and why at St. Vincent's?
Well, I've been on the faculty at St. Vincent since 1981. In the middle of all of that, I got to coach some 4-H shooting sports. And that started with BB gun with 5th through 8th graders. And we just advanced from there. We had kids graduate from BB gun to the next stage, which is air rifle, and a number of the kids that were on the air rifle team were St. Vincent students. And after a couple of years, we started getting better and better, and our kids were at state finals in 1998 for the, I think it was the third time, and we came back from that, and the kids got after me, "You need to shoot more." "Okay, I'll work on getting you some more." No. "We want to shoot against the guys." So, basically they said, "We want to shoot, so what are you going to do about it?" So, I didn't have a lot of choices except to say, "Okay, let's see what I can do." And talked to Sister Helen, and she okayed the startup of the program, and our first year in the program was 1999. And, of course, there are always challenges in starting a new program, so it was about 5 years before we got everything put together and were able to be really successful enough to start to advance. So, we started then, and I kind of worked into it. The kids asked for the program, and they've kept it alive. I'm happy to deal with them.
Coach, you know, a lot of people don't think of, and I hate to stereotype, but these girls, these athletes, play against the boys. And that's, you would not see that in any other sport. Maybe in wrestling, maybe if a female decides she wants to play football. But this is pretty cool to see these girls go up against the boys.
You know, rifle is the only GHSA, through PSA, GHSA co-ed sport. There's no differences between positions or equipment or anything else between male and female athletes in the shooting sports. And typically, every year, the top 10, the all-state team for Georgia High School Association has 4 to 7 female athletes as the 4 to 7 in the top 10 shooters in the state. So that's pretty strong. And we're in the state of Georgia, we're pretty heavily recruited by college programs. So that's a good thing. And we're working on getting more and more of that into our region. I'm the region supervisor for Area 3, Georgia High School Association. So we work on trying to get more and more recognition for our students.
and you're listening to the Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. I'm talking to the Air Rifle Team coach over at St. Vincent's Academy. That's Gary Ogden. He's been doing this for a long time with the girls, and like you just said, the program started in 1998. So tell us about the girls and, you know, who has stood out, and if there was any newcomers that are standing out for you also.
We had some big kids come out this year, some freshmen, and yeah, like Forrest Gump said, like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get.
That's true.
We got some really good young ladies in. They've worked really hard. I've got a couple who show a great deal of promise, and it seems like it works out that way every year. Some of the new students who come in take to it and do very well. My top senior, Lily Parker, came in as a freshman, and I think after her first practice session, she went home and told her mom, "Mom, I think I found my sport." And she has been outstanding ever since. She works very hard. And I think that's the success point for all of these young women that I coach. They want to succeed, and they are very willing to put the work in and learn what they need to do. And they put in a lot of time, and that's the secret. You can't be good at this unless you put in a lot of time on the range, and they do.
Well, you know, we got our fitness instructor next to me, sitting to the right of me. Do they have any routine of getting bigger, faster, stronger, or it's just more practicing shooting a rifle? Do they have a fitness program? How do you get to keep these girls in shape or being the marksman they are?
Well, everybody thinks that, okay, rifle is not particularly physical. It's extremely physical, but it's in a fine motor way rather than a gross motor way.
Okay.
The girls have to be in reasonable physical condition in order to, one, support a 9 to 11-pound rifle in standing and kneeling position. Try holding a 16-ounce can of canned vegetables out at arm's length for very long, and you figure out exactly how much problem that is. So the girls work at that. We have stretches. We have flexibility exercises, and they have to work on, and as they work through this, they build up upper body strength, and that's one of the important things. The flexibility, the upper body strength are the important things for this. You don't have to be real big. You don't have to be real strong. You don't have to be real fast. You just have to be really, really, really dedicated to the practice of this in order to be good. And when they dedicate themselves to practice, all of a sudden you see really good things occur. And that's what's happened with all of my students this year. I have three seniors. Those three seniors have been involved for all 4 years in high school, and they all do very well. They've come along. Some come along faster than others. One of my seniors, Alex Mason, has had her breakout year this year. She has done extremely well, just continually worked up the scale, has increased her personal best score at least three times this season. So that's pretty significant for a senior. They continue to develop.
To improve.
And we've got some programs. We go to instructional camps, supported by the Civilian Marksmanship Program, just about every year, depending on if we can get slots to those camps. You might well imagine they're extremely popular, and if you don't get in real quickly, you're kind of out of luck. But those camps are excellent. The staff, the individual coaches are top-level collegiate shooters. In fact, in the time I've been carrying the kids to camp, we have had two of the U.S. women's air rifle gold medalists at the Olympics.
Wow.
As
instructors
at camps. And that's kind of big deal.
Oh, it definitely is a big deal. All right, Gary, we got a minute to go here. We got to go to a break so we can end this show. Tell me, next weekend, St. Vincent's, what people need to know? Can they come and watch? And when they come watch, what do they got to do?
All right, next weekend we have a sectional match against North Paulding High School. We plan on starting around 9:30. We will be at Sister Jude Walsh Hall, corner of Lincoln and East Harris Street. There is no charge. You may come in, you may observe. We welcome you.
Get there early because it'll be a packed house, right?
It may be. The North Paulding team's coming from Douglasville, so they're going to be coming a long way, and we'll have a good match. There'll be five of their shooters pitted against five of our shooters, so it'll be interesting. If we advance past that, the next step will be a semifinal match, which will be held on or before April the 14th, and then the state finals will be held at Fort Benning on April the 28th, where the top 15 schools or top 15 teams from around the state who have gone through the sectional semifinal process will shoot, plus the two highest scoring teams who did not secure a place in the finals.
Wow.
Garrett. All right.
Who have qualified as individuals. So it's kind of a big deal.
Well, great job again. Congratulations. Look forward to seeing what happens next weekend. Always a pleasure coming on, and always keep up a good job with those girls.
Come see us, Carl. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And that's Gary Ogden, the head coach at St. Vincent's Academy, the air rifle coach. He's been doing it for a long time. He loves the girls. He loves his program. He takes them wherever he can to help them get better at their craft at shooting an air rifle. And once again, next Saturday, 9:30 at St. Vincent's Gym, get out there and support the Lady Saints.
Yeah, I never knew how much physicality went into that, but you got to be strong to be able to hold.
Can you hold a 16 ounce weight out for more than 5, 6, 7 minutes?
I don't know. We'll give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot. That could be part of CrossFit.
There you go.
All right. Next up, we're going to wrap up the show. We'll talk a little bit of March Madness and talk about what's coming up next weekend: the Web.com Tour, the Savannah Championship over there at the Landings. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Back to Carl DeMasi, the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio.
You gotta keep them separated.
With Melissa Makos.
And welcome back to the Coach and Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And it's all on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. Well, Makos, it flies by every week, and once again, we're out of here. We're heading into March Madness, the Elite Eight games today. We got number 9 Kansas State taking on number 11 Loyola of Chicago. Then at about 9 o'clock, you got Michigan versus Florida, and then tomorrow, Florida State, mm-hmm. And then you got Villanova taking on Texas Tech, and of course, then you got Kansas taking on Duke. And we got a special guest here that's got thrown into this bracket challenge, the ESPN Coastal Bracket Challenge, Markell Blunt, Boston College linebacker. He's been involved in this too. Well, Markell, it's been sadness and madness. Being an outsider looking into this challenge, what went on this year?
Well, you know, I would tell you that I'm not normally a basketball guy playing football and lacrosse, but Melissa.
Lacrosse is football and a stick.
it's football, hockey, basketball, got a little of everything in it. So I was forced into the bracket challenge by Makos over here. But you know, I think you know the beauty of March Madness is the fact that everybody gets an opportunity. It really doesn't matter. I love when you get a mix of some of the traditional powerhouse teams playing with some of the newcomers as well.
Who did you pick? Who'd you pick? Who's your winner?
I picked Kansas to take it home this time.
You're one of the few that have a shot. My team's out, Michigan State. And who did you take, Makos?
I have Kansas in one of mine. I've got three different ones. And so I got Kansas, Kentucky, and Xavier.
All in the ESPN Coastal Challenge.
Yeah. So, but I'm still alive. So
you
number.
You were supposed to do one, though.
I did three.
Okay.
Well, it said you could do three. Yeah.
Three. I thought they told me I could only do one. I would have done three also.
Well, I have Kansas. I have Kansas as one. Kansas in one, and right now I'm sitting 11th, and Markel is right below me at 14. And you're like number five.
I'm number three right now.
Oh, or three. Okay.
I'm number three right now. I know that, but I'm not going to finish at number three because so, my champion's already gone. Well, anyway, Melissa, this flies by every week. It's a lot
sure
of fun.
Does.
Markel, thanks for coming in, and I wish I had more time for you, but you heard the guests. They can talk and talk and talk. So we'll be back here next week. It's always the Coach and Makos having a lot of fun. Vitamin A, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I want to sleep and eat.
Well, you've already worked out 50,000 minutes.
Yeah, so. We're going to watch NCAA tournament. We're going to watch the March Madness. So, I mean, that's game on. And then they've got this CrossFit movie that we're going to watch as well. And so it never ends for us.
And know. Remember, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill, you can listen to Explosive Recruiting with Calvin Wilson and Jim Johnson. And, of course, basketball. I think we'll throw a little Georgia baseball on there before. Once again, you've been listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hill, Ned. Whatever you may be doing, always, always hit it out of the park. We'll see you next weekend. Have a lot of fun.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.